Okay, page Mem Zayin. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Simin Vav Sifkat and Tess. We are in the middle of learning the laws of Amen. If a person is standing, is in the middle of a part of davening where you're not allowed to be mafsik, you're not allowed to speak. You're in the middle of Shemona Esrei. Okay, that's the best example. Lo yoimar baruch hu uvaruch shmo. It goes without saying, do not answer baruch hu uvaruch shmo. V'chein im hu shemei abrocha. Now this is very important. They always announce this in Shul on Rosh Hashanah. This is the only time you hear this in Rosh Hashanah. Everyone should have kavanah to be yoytze with the brachos of the Baal Tekeah. And don't talk until the last tekiah. And don't answer when we make the bracha on them. Don't answer baruch hu v'ruch shemo. They make that announcement. Don't answer what?
The Megillah
the same. They make an announcement. Okay, I don't hear. But by don't answer baruch hu v'ruch shemo, because when you make a bracha, they're quoting the kitzur. When you make a bracha which you are having kavanah to fulfill your obligation, then you don't answer baruch hu v'ruch shemo. It will be a hefsek. When they say don't answer baruch hu v'ruch shmo, that just means, by the way, the bracha of the shofar. Now, I once got very confused. I thought, in my great wisdom, it means the whole Musaf. Every time, all through Musaf, all of the ends of the bracha, all the brachas. No. You can answer just the bracha of the Shechianu and the Tekiah. That is the bracha where you're not supposed to say baruch hu v'ruch shmo. Everything else you can say baruch hu v'ruch shmo. Ima shemeya im b'mokim shasul lahafsik. No, I'll just tell you the joke. This is, I just found this very funny. Soon coming up, Parsha Zohar. Parsha Zohar, it's customary to make an announcement. The Olam should have kavana to be yotze with the reading, with the to listen carefully to the Baal Koyrei when he recites, when he reads the psukim to mekayim the mitzvah of zechiras mechias hamolek. And then what else do you say? I already said a mouthful. To mekayim the mitzvah, which mitzvah? The mitzvah is zechiras mechias hamolek. Was it the mitzvah to listen to the parasha? And what about the brachas that they have kavanah to be yotze with the brachas of the one who gets the aliyah? There are a million things you can announce, and there are a million things you should be mechaven. And if you go to shul, every shul, whoever will make the announcement is going to say something else. And if you listen very carefully and you interpret what they say, you will discover that what they said is not so simple. They're saying one opinion among many opinions, exactly what you're supposed to have kavanah and what you're trying to accomplish when you read, when you lay in Parshas Zohar. So there was once a shul, it's a true story, and a lot of lamdanim, a lot of like real yeshivish guys, lamdanim, and they always looking for some entertainment, and they can't wait to hear the announcement, because whatever the guy's going to say, he's going to get it. When the davening is over, they're going to slug him up, and they're going to say, this is wrong, what you said to do this, and do this, and what about this, what about that? So the person who was making the announcement knew he's entering a landmine. He's in a lot of trouble, whatever he's going to say. But you have to make an announcement. It's customary to make a minig Yisrael Torah. So what did he do? He said, Rabbi Sai, you should be mechaving this year the same thing you were mechaving last year. Whatever you were mechaving, that's all I want to tell you. We're now going to be mechaving whatever you were mechaving last year. What are you going to say to him? What are you going to say to him? How could you possibly argue with that? So here we have, over here, the main announcement, they say baruch hu v'ruch shmo. Im ha-shmeh yimei b'rochem shosu lo hafzik lo yimei baruch hu v'ruch shmo. V'chein im hu shmeh b'rocha shegam hu tzoch lo tzeis to b'rocha zo. Shetehei nechsheves lakilu omra b'yatzma ki goin, for example, b'rochas ha-shoifar. The shoifar, or b'rochas b'rochas ha-megillah. Lo yimei baruch hu v'ruch shmo. Mishum d'zeh havi hefzik b'emtza ha-brocha. So lini nani es amen. What about answering amen? Im hu yimei b'rochem sheino rashai lo hafzik. So we'll have that later on. He says this is going to be in Simin Yud Dalet, so we'll come there not so long. But right now, as far as Baruch Hu V'ruch Shmo, bottom line is don't answer it when you're listening to a bracha with which you're having kavanah to be yotze. When else do you have this issue? You have this issue on Shavuos morning. If you stay up the entire night,
yes,
and they make the brachas for you, so the only really very few brachas which they're supposed to, al netilas yadayim, and Hamavir Shena. So normally in the mornings you go to a shul, right? So they make brachas. Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Shmo, right? Yeah, different customs. Somewhere I daven, they don't say brachas. They start with Baruch Sha'amar. Okay, but in a real proper shul, you make brachas. So do the people respond Baruch Hu V'ruch Shmo? Some yes, some not. Some of the good people, they do say Baruch Hu V'ruch Shmo, but when it comes Shavuos morning, if you have stayed up the entire night and you're listening to the person make the brachas to be Yotze, your obligation, which really there are only a few brachas which will come to very soon, which one you need to listen to, you should not respond. Don't go on autopilot, because then you'll be saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shema. Okay, let's go further. So, Kogoyim Bichas HaShayfar, Bichas HaMegillah, Lo Yom HaBaruch HaShemo, Mishom Dezeh HaVi Hefzik B'Emsa Baruch HaShemo. So, Inyan Nis Amin, that we learn in Iran. Okay, now we go to, let's see on the side Vav. On the bottom of the page, Vav, V'cheinim Shemeh Bichas Baruch Ayin B'Shal Shuvas Pri HaSadeh, B'mit Shem Medaber B'Sheinosai. Let's say you're in camp, or let's say your wife, or you're in a room, and someone is sleeping, and they're having a dream. And in their dream, they are reciting a bracha. Should you answer amen to this bracha? So the answer is not. And where is this in the more practical? We mentioned yesterday, if you're watching a video and the bracha is a recording of what took place in the past, you do not answer amen. If the video is live, Skype, or live, some convention, you're in another room, then you do answer amen. Like, even you could even be yotze if you want to b'dieved havdalah over the telephone. But if it's not live, it's a recording, then it's exactly this example of someone in their sleep. It's not being said l'shem bracha. If it's a mistake, you don't answer. Okay, back to yud. You must say amen properly. Do not swallow the aleph, and do not swallow the nun. You should not tell before the person finishes the bracha. Wait until he finishes the bracha. Chatufa means it's snatched. Snatched means it's too early. Don't delay. When the bracha is over, recite amen immediately. If you delay, then the zehu amen yisoyim. El tekev kishum esayim ha-mavarich ha-sabracha. Immediately after the bracha is over, ya'ane amen. V'lo yagbiya kolo yosem ha-mavarich. Do not raise your voice. This is a very interesting halacha. Not everyone knows this. Don't scream. Don't scream amen. Some they think kav groisa kavanis, and they scream amen. You're not allowed to raise the volume of your voice louder than the one who makes the bracha. You have to go around with a machine and measure the volume of the shots and adjust your, like you walk around with a tape measure to make sure the skirt is exactly, to measure exactly how much the skirt is above the knee. You have to walk around 24/7 with a tape measure to make sure. You have to walk around with a special digital device to make sure, to measure decimal value, to make sure you know exactly the decimal value of the shots, so you don't go one drop above the shot. Why? What? Let's see why. Why is that so? Because of yeah. What?
When you lane.
Yeah.
The guy is making who's your
lane. Oh, you have a very good cash. Amen. So you just arouse. Why is it that you very good? You first make the bracha. Baruch Hu Es Hashem Hamavarach. So the shad. So the balkore. Amen. So he makes the bracha louder than the.
He says, "Amen."
Then the Mavarech.
Right.
So I don't know the answer. So good kash. I got to ask someone. Yeah.
You wonder a lot of times you'll have a problem during Chazaras Hashatz.
Yeah.
The Chazan doesn't give you a breath to say, "Amen." He goes right next into the
right.
Next breath.
So then it's right, you correct. You have to slow him down. It's absolutely right.
Amen.
No good. Absolutely. So yeah, that's a problem, because then it's not a proper brach. Part of the brach is someone answering amen. So it's definitely a problem. So what's the makar? The makar comes from lo yelach alatekim ya shushum b'shaim amavrach as a brach yan amen v'lo yegvi kol yosim navrach shunem gal Hashem iti. Okay. Gal Hashem together with me. We will exalt Yishmo, his name Yachtov, together. So in the word iti, I used to always joke that, how do you know there's life there is life on other planets?
Extraterrestrial.
Gadullah Hashem. Who should praise Hashem? All the aliens, E.T., all the extraterrestrial creatures out there. You ever see that movie, E.T.?
Long
time ago. Before I was born.
It
was a great movie. It's a great movie, no?
The
little guy there, I used to have a keychain for years. Well, when I was a child, for years. My favorite. It was that. What's that even? What he's called? What was he called? Whatever. That little creature.
Yeah. Bad in the United States, like Mickey Mouse.
Yeah. So God Hashem E.T. E.T. is together with me. Unereima Shemo Yachtov, and therefore you shall not raise your voice louder than the one that makes the bracha. It's a great question. The next time I find someone, I want to ask them this question: why? So the Baal Kore has the right to answer Amen louder than the one who makes the Aliyah. And this, but you're not yet. It's an abuse. That's an abuse of halacha. What?
In Chazor Hashem, yeah. Where the rogue will say very loud
to get everyone
upset the talkers.
Yeah. So why is that mutter? You're not allowed to abuse halacha for your own benefit. You're allowed to do that. It's an abuse. Okay, so you want to get the crowd quiet. So give a clap. Or don't continue. Just pause. You're using an amen and you're going to abuse the halacha to accomplish a goal? That's not right. So I don't know, but that's not the minhag olam. The minhag olam is the Rav does scream Amen, and the minhag olam is that the Shatz, this is Pasha, the Shatz says Amen very loud. The same, even louder sometimes than his own, than the laning. I don't know the answer. Okay, let's see if we go further. Now, by the way, once we mention this Pasha, let me just tell you this Pasha, because I remember discussing this with my father. We have the custom that when you take out the safe stuff from the Aron Kodesh, what do? You take out, go off the topic now, but we have mentioned this part. I would like to do so because of this pasuk. We probably once discussed this. When you take the safe Torah out of the Aron Kodesh, what do? So you say first, Shema Yisrael. When you say Shema Yisrael and you're holding the safe Torah, where are you facing? No, you're facing the Olam. The one that does Haitzah gives you Sefer. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad. And then you say, I'm during Shabbat, say, Echad Elokeinu Godalinu Kadosh Shema. And then what do you do?
You turn around.
Is the Aron still open?
The Aron is still,
what do you don't remember?
Close.
Depends what you daven.
It's closed.
Okay, it's closed.
Before Shema Yisrael, it's closed.
Before Shema Yisrael, it's already closed. By Hebrew, so they take it out and they give it to you, and they close it. Okay, so then you turn around and you face the Aron and you say, "God Lula Hashem Iti Unirayim Moshma." You bow to the Aron and you face the Aron. So Rabbi Reisman, in his sefer, this is fascinating. One of his imponderables. He's very into these imponderables, basically questions where he has not an answer for. Just dilemmas. Why this? Why that? Just Horus. One in his book, which is an incredible book. You should know the book from back cover to cover. He has incredible ideas there. He doesn't understand. It should be just the opposite. He doesn't give an answer. It should be just the opposite. When you're saying Shema Yisrael, you're davening. So when you daven, which way do you face? You face Mizrach. You concentrate. You don't go look. When you say Shema Yisrael Adraba, when you say Shema, you cover your eyes. You don't go look around. Hear the shots. Oh, I see you. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's part of the davening. You should be facing the Aron when you say Shema Yisrael. When you say Gadlu LaHashem Iti, you're telling the Olam, Rabbi Yisai, Gadlu LaHashem Iti. You're talking to the crowd.
You can use the opposite project.
Yeah.
Shema Yisrael.
Talking to the people.
And God,
you're talking to God. No, God's a God. E.T., but the word E.T. means together with me. God, are you talking? God, you're not talking to God. God, let's elevate La Hashem. E.T., together with me, simply means the Olam.
And when you say God, La Hashem, you take the Torah.
Shema Yisrael, you're facing.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. You want to take a more literal translation. Shema Yisrael, you're facing the Olam. Okay, I hear what you're saying. Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Lokein Hashem. Even though when you say Shema, you close your eyes and you're not looking around. But in this context, you want to suggest Shema Yisrael, you're addressing them. Okay. But Gadlu is a good Kashtaka Kash. Gadlu Hashem Iti is. Everyone here, Galu is in plural, Galu, you shall elevate, shall make great La Hashem, et together with me. Let us, Galu, let us elevate Hashem, let all of...
When you say Galu,
God with me.
No.
When you say...
saying everybody plus me,
yeah,
to God, so you're facing the Aaron.
When you say God will Hashem,
all right, here.
When you say God will Hashem, you take the Torah from your shoulder,
yeah,
you raise it like this.
You do raise it?
Then
it doesn't say to raise it.
That is that,
yeah, yeah.
Combined with the Yachdo.
Yeah, yeah.
Yachdo. That's what Torah is. That's how you say that possible. I take the Torah from
the Why do you raise it? It says somewhere to raise it? It's brought down? I don't know. I'm not familiar. Okay. Okay, so this is his imponderable. Okay, my father found this very interesting. He gave a drasha on this. I don't remember what my father said. I remember discussing this with So then I remember I told my father, and I told Rabbi Reisman, I told him, I said to him, I have a pshat. I told him, I don't know about Shema Yisrael, but when you say Gad Hashem Iti, he says, who says E.T., you're referring to the people. You're referring to the other Sifrei Torah. In other words, you say, look what happened, you have an Aaron. You take out one Sifrei Torah. You're embarrassing the other. Why only me, not you?
But the Aaron's closed again.
Fine, it's closed, but the other Sifrei Torah are deprived. So you say, no, this Sefer Torah is just a representative. Gadlu LaHashem E.T., you're representing, you're speaking to the other Sefer Torah. And then I prove this to him. What's my raya? My raya is in Brich Shmei. In Brich Shmei, we say something that is very strange. And it's not clear what it means. Okay, the Brich Shmei, I opened up the page. Okay, it says over here, I once talked to a guy in yeshiva, and he said, it's this page. I opened it up to the page. He flipped out.
He did the same thing.
I had a mark here. I had a special thing. Let's check you out.
Doesn't Lubavitch have a thing if they have a question?
Yeah, Girl Hagra, kind of thing. Girl Hagra. Maybe one day we'll talk about Girl Hagra. Yeah. You have a tshuva. You have a shiloh. Oh, the igros. Oh, here's the answer. Life and death question. What should I do?
Which doctor?
Don't go. Come on. Pathway to the prophets, of the prophets.
You say for you talking.
That's pathway and prophets. I don't know the middle words. Pathways. I think pathway. I don't know. Rabbi Reisman Sefer.
That's a
Sefer.
Tapes.
It's he wrote. It's not. It's everything on that in that Sefer. He said in the Navi Shir, at some point in time. But it's organized in a very unique way. Okay. So here it says. Look what it says. I am a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I bow before God. I bow. We bow the whole day. I bow in the presence. The glory, the beauty of the Torah. So here in Brich Shmei we say this. I bow before the glory of the Torah. When do you ever bow before the Torah? When? So the truth is, it says in the Rambam, we don't do this, and I think some even say you should not do this, that when you say the Hagba, the Rambam explicitly says, Hagba, you're supposed to bow. So, but then some say, you're not supposed to bow, so they make up, sure you bow a little bit. You're supposed to bend a little bit. So that's where you're mekayim this in Brich Shmei, disogidna kane umikamo dikar oiraisei. But I told him that the meaning of them is not to bow. You don't see people bowing. Okay, they maybe do a little bit, but when do you really bow? Gadlu. You take the Sefer Torah, yeah. You turn around to the Aron, Gadlu LaHashem Iti. Either it means to the Tzibur, but you're bowing to the Aron. The Shliach Tzibur bows, or you could even say that you're telling the other Sefer Torah, don't be upset. you also will be a participant. This will be representative. Galu la Hashem et together with me. I'm taking one step in turn, but you also participate. You know the famous of Nesachim Rav. Nesachim Rav says, "Hakol tol b'mazel, chutz mi sefer Torah she beheichel." Afilu sefer Torah she beheichel. Everything in this world is mazel. Even which Sefer Torah you take out of the Aron Kodesh, all of the Sefer Torah would love that we should be the Sefer Torah from which we lain from. So why did they take out this Sefer Torah, not that Sefer Torah? Right. Mazel! It was the right place, the right time, the Hakafas, this what happened, to put the Sefer Torah back here and there. So Numamel, that's how it turned out for the whole year, went in a rotation. Everything is a mazel. So the Sadbar Rav says, if that's correct, you should say, "Kol tol mazel, afilu sefer Torah hayoytse min haheichal." What is saying Chazal? Afilu sefer Torah she beheichal. So the Sadbar Rav says in jest that the sefer Torah that has the good mazel is the one that stays inside. Why? Because the one they take out, they mevaze. Why are they mevaze? They talk. So here they open the Aron. Oh, look who's being read today. Oh, lucky dude. You're going to be read today. Oh, all the Sifri are so jealous. And they listen, and they're laning. And the other Sifri Torah say, and the other Sifri Torah hear all the people in the shul not paying attention. They're talking, they're schmoozing, and they say, "It's a good thing we were not taken to be read. We remain Shebeheichel." They were not Mevaze us. Okay, so from that var, from the Sama Rav, you see that the Sefer Torah have some type of it's a chazal. Afilu Sefer Torah Shebeheichel. There's a mazel. Which one you use? There's some life to the Sefer Torah. Gadlu LaHashem Iti. The Sefer Torah is really talking to the other Sefer Torah and saying, "Don't worry, don't be insulted that you're not coming with me, because I'm just your representative. We're all part of the same team here." And God will Hashem it. It's a drush of why, but Dafka, we turn around, you're not talking to the people, you're talking to the Sefer Torah.
You might take it off your shoulder. Like
put it to the side to show it's the Sefer Torah. Okay, interesting. Okay, this is the drush. Okay, let's go now to Yud Aleph. Ein oinin amen al brachas atzmo. A person should not answer amen to your own bracha. There's a lot to be discussed here. You do not answer amen to your own bracha. Milvad bebirchas hamazel yachal bonei Yerushalayim. Amen. Think about that, right? That's one of the very rare exceptions. Bonei v'rachamav Yerushalayim. Amen. What? What did you just do? You answered amen to your own bracha?
Also,
yes. What? What do you say, birchas hachodesh? No.
Well, that's not a bracha.
Oh, that's a prayer. That's a good point. Okay, that's a prayer. Okay, you're right. There, you are.
Because you ended a section.
Oh, that's the answer.
Amen.
Oh, very good. So, what's the answer? The answer is that this Mishnah Berurah brings discuss this issue. When you have a series of brachas, when you make one single bracha, there is no one that disagrees. No one that disagrees. You never answer amen on a single bracha. However, sometimes you have a series of brachas. Then the last of the series, you say amen. So birchas hamazon, how many brachas am in that Torah? The first three, hazon, noydelcha, and rachin, Yerushalayim. So when you finish the biblical section of birchas hamazon, uvenei Yerushalayim Yerkodesh, mevein baruchat Hashem bnei v'rachmav Yerushalayim, you finish the series of three brachas, you answer amen to the series. When you say the brachos of Kriya Shema at night, the four brachos, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shemei Moish Shaload, we don't do this, but you're telling me that some do this, because there are the series of four brachos, you answer, Shemei Moish Shaload, Amen. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Leolam, Amen, Yom, let's say you're not going to say that, that's not really part of the four brachos, that's something which is added later on in time. Or let's say, for example, the end of Birchas HaShachar, we say all of the Birchas HaShachar starting from Anos Masech Vivina, and then you come to the last bracha of Hamavir Shena, and some people have the minute to answer Amen at the end of the last bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Goymel Chasadim Tovim Liamo Yisrael, Amen.
Yeah.
It's the end of a series. So here he says, Yud Aleph, Ein, Ein, Amen, Al Birchas Atzmai, Muvah Birchas HaMazel, Liachar Ben Yerushalayim, Fiafilu Mesayim Baruch Achas Beshav Im HaShliach Tzibur Lo Yan. If he's saying the same bracha, you should not avalim who barach brocha achas v'yashliach tzibur brocha acheres v'simoy b'shavet. He's saying the same brocha. Then the rule is divin oine amen al birchas hashliach tzibur. Then you can answer amen. That is the exception. If you are saying you are finishing a brocha at the exact same time as the shliach tzibur, and they're different brachos, so even though it seems like you're answering amen to your own brocha, it's okay. You can answer amen. Now v'im siim birchas yishtabach ay birchas shomer amo yisrael. Or the brach of Shomer Amo Yisrael Lo'ad Ma'ariv, or Birchas Yehalelucha that said after Hallel, Shalacher Hallel B'Shav Im Hashliach Tzibur. That is the exception. Even though we generally do not answer Amen after Yishtabach, we do not answer Amen after Shomer Amo Yisrael Lo'ad, and we do not answer Amen after Yehalelucha. But in this instance, if you finish together with the Shliach Tzibur in these three examples, you are allowed to answer Amen. Why? Because many poskim hold lechatchila you should answer Amen even when you say it yourself, because it's the end of a series. It's the end of Psukei Dezimra, which began with Baruch Sh'amar and a whole series of praises. At the end of Halal, you make a brach in the beginning, a brach at the end. Ma'ariv, therefore, brachas for Birchus Kriyashma. So since many poskim are of the opinion that lechatilu you should make a bracha even when you answer after your own bracha, halacha l'maaseh, so we do not. You do not answer. But in this instance, where you're concluding at the same moment with the Shliach Tzibur, there is no harm in answering Amen together. So therefore, oy nam gam kein Amen. Came in the Harvey poskim svilu. These brachas you do answer amen. Okay, so that concludes this inyan. Okay, so we'll stop here. We'll take a break now for a few minutes.